Monitor Music, John Barry with Highway 101. I'm sure. Shelley Berman tries to dial alone in this half hour. Why not? You can dial everything else, a prayer, a recipe, whatever you happen to need at the moment. All right, we're going to dial a music, Glenn Yarbrough, and that's the way it's going to be.
The good times are gone. Though you say this rain will keep raining on, I'll walk along with my head held high. I got a song and I'll sing it to the sky. I may be wrong, but I'll live until I die. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Even though you say the devil knocks at my door, though you say my ship cannot reach the shore, I got a will and a thousand ways. I got a dream of a thousand better days. I got a smile that just stays and stays. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. The tides are all running low. Though you say there's nowhere else we can go, detour is waiting for me round the bend. I won't stay down on the count of ten. Said it before and I'll say it again. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Thank you.
Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs. In a minute, Shelley Berman, brought to you by Savings and Loan Associations, where over a million teenagers save.
Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns money faster. Save at your savings and loan. Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
Save up.
Save now.
Save now.
And save.
We have over 43 million savers. That averages one person for almost every household in the country. Why do they save with us? Maybe it's because over the years, savings and loans have paid higher returns on savings than any other type of financial institution.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loans.
Now, Shelley Berman, as he called the loan company at the Crescendo in Los Angeles.
Oh, hello. Is this still Easy Loan Finance Company? Oh, listen, you give information? Oh, good. Well, because I would like some information about the Easy Loan by the Telephone Plan. The Easy Loan by the Telephone Plan. Happy Dugan told me to call. Happy Dugan. You know, he's that guy, he's on in the morning on the radio, and he tells you what time it is and what the weather is like all the time. And he always tells you about the Easy Loan by the Telephone Plan. And he says that, you know, when you call up, don't forget to mention that old Happy Dugan told you to call, you know. So I mention it, you know. Dugan. He's that guy, he's on in the morning, you know, on the radio, and he tells you what the weather is. Could I talk to my pal, please? My pal. Well, Happy Dugan always says you have a pal at Easy Loan, so I wonder if I can talk to my pal, please. Oh, really? Oh. Well, listen, pal. Here's the thing. I understand that you can get up to $1,000 just by calling up, you know, so, I come in tomorrow, pick up my check, okay? Will that be okay with you, pal? Oh, I'm sorry. Will that be okay with you, Mr. Johnson? Well, sure, you have to ask a few questions. You know, I wouldn't expect you to give $1,000 to any Tom, Dick, and Harry that falls off. You know, not even Dick. Panettiere. Richard Panettiere. Yeah, RIPANNANTTI, Panettiere. No, I'm Polish. Listen, how come you have to have all this information? I mean, the way I understand it from all of your advertising, the sound of my voice is my collateral. So how do I sound? You know, I have this little cold. I hope it doesn't affect our financial relationship. Listen, can I ask you a question? Is there any chance that I might have got connected with the wrong pal here? In other words, you're definitely my pal, right?
Next time, just tell him Morgan sent you. He'll be out on the sidewalk in no time. Shelley Berman for Monitor on Stage, brought to you by Savings and Loan Associations, financing over half the homes in America.
Save where your money earns money faster. Save at your savings and loan.
Last year, Savings and Loan Associations paid out over $5 billion in interest. $5 billion.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
Where you save does make a difference.
The angels sing in 1 minute on the Monitor Beacon. Here are the angels on Monitor, but for love.
Thanksgiving is family and friends, a time to remember those you love and those who love you. And it's all summed up when you gather at the traditional Thanksgiving table. But this year, when you're dressing the turkey, why not plan to dress up dinner with something a little extra special? Flowers. Call your FTD florist and order flowers to go with your Thanksgiving turkey. He can help you with flowers just right for the occasion. A bouquet of mums or other flowers that are ideally suited to the Thanksgiving season. Or if you're invited out, ask your FTD florist to send some flowers to your hostess for her dining room table. Nothing adds to the warmth of Thanksgiving like flowers. And your FTD florist can send them across the country or across the street within hours. Ordering flowers can be as easy as a call on the phone. Make this year's Thanksgiving one to remember. Call or visit your FTD florist. He does more with flowers for you.
Here's Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports with more of the Ruby Goldstein story.
What are the feelings of a referee who works a fight in which one of the boxers is killed? Ruby Goldstein was the third man in the ring the night Benny Perrette was fatally injured in a bout with Emil Griffin. Ruby gave up refereeing, and the other day, he talked about it.
I had a tough time, even though I'm sure I was right, because it's just like if you were driving a car, Joe, in some area where there's a lot of kids and cars parked on each side. Some kid comes out, shoot two cars. You know you'd love to stop, but you just can't stop it. You know, don't have the time, and you kill the kid. And if you have any kind of a human being, it's going to be hard for you to sleep. I didn't take it off my income tag, Joe, but I went for about $100, $150 of sleeping pills, because I was, even with the sleeping pills, I had a tough time sleeping. But you never forget it entirely, but it eases a little bit.
Did this haunt you that long?
Yeah, and then finally, after 2 years, I talked things over with my wife. I said, maybe I ought to referee, you know. I might feel better, get out of this mood and all that. So I refereed, and I refereed the main event in the Garden, and Gianni Addy was nice to give me a special introduction, and I wouldn't get what you call a standing ovation, but I got a pretty good hand from the crowd, you know, before I start the fight. And I think I handled the fight very well, and I got notices to that effect. But then when I got home, I felt good about it, but I said, look, to my wife, I said, any time there's a fight, you know, this can happen because it's happened, you know, several times since. It's the nature of the business, you know. I said, supposing it happened to me again, you know, and I keep getting 2 years old and three and four and five, maybe I won't stand up under it like I would now. Of course, it's one in a million, but if you're unfortunate, you could be that one in a million. Yeah. So I decided, and every now and then I think I've taken about a dozen times, I've taken these little photos, you know, you had to make an application with the commission again. Mm-hmm. You got to renew it every year. You got to pin on a couple of these. I've taken it, and then something happens. I never use it. I never go up to commission. And once in a while, a number of people say, why don't you referee? Now, lately, that I've passed 61 years of age, you know, and then when I tell people that, they say, maybe I'm getting a little too old for refereeing, they say, well, why don't you become a judge? So I've been thinking about that a little bit, if they'll have me, you know.
I'm sure they'll have you. What is Ruby Goldstein doing now?
For 22 years, I've been a goodwill ambassador for Schenley.
And that was one of the fine gentlemen of boxing, referee Ruby Goldstein. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for the associates.
Nobody wants to worry about financial problems during the holidays, right? So if you've got money worries, why not see the folks at Associates Finance? Chances are, they can come up with the money you need for any good purpose. And they'll arrange monthly payments that suit your budget. There's an Associates Finance office near you. So why not stop in and leave your money worries there? Associates. Nice people with money to loan you.
And there's Joe Garagiola on Monitor every weekend.
When the makers of the Lincoln Continental put their minds to a new kind of car, something good is bound to come of it. The good is marquee. The most dramatically styled automobile since the Continental Mark III. Marquis, with probably more luxury than we've ever seen in a medium-priced car. Marquis makes no compromise with room and comfort. It's a luxury car in the classic sense. Lincoln Mercury leads the way with Marquis. No other car this year will offer you concealed headlamps, wall-to-wall tail lamps, a 429 cubic inch V8, automatic transmission, and the kind of ride you'd expect from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Visit your Lincoln Mercury dealer first this year. Drive Marquis first.
Marquis makes it clear we've got a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury.
Everything. In and around Rhinelander, Wisconsin, we're heard on WOBT. All across the country, NBC stations speak up now, then we'll be back. Morgan, for Monitor.
Senator Birch Bayh meets the press later today on the NBC radio network.
Morgan, for Monitor, for Music. Judy Collins, Both Sides Now.
Rows and rows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my I really don't know.
You're probably busy figuring out how big a turkey you need for Thanksgiving to feed the number of people in your family. But how would you like to figure out how much turkey you'd need to feed an army? Well, the United States government is doing just that. Jack Russell, NBC News in South Vietnam, reports.
The United States this year will serve the biggest Thanksgiving dinner ever cooked and baked in South Vietnam. There will be 70,000 more guests than last year who will be eating turkey in decorated mess halls or on the edge of mortar pits and fighting holes in the jungles and paddies. Not only will the 570,000 servicemen within the country and aboard 7th Fleet ships enjoy the holiday meal, but also America's free world allies. South Korean, Australian, New Zealand, Thai, and Filipino soldiers will be offered the same menu. If they have other tastes, changes can be made. The First Logistical Command, provider of the feast in most of Vietnam, says, for instance, the Australians can have mutton instead of turkey. Thanksgiving dinner was not thrown together quickly. The First Logistical Command began placing orders in the United States for turkey, mincemeat for pies, and shrimp cocktails 6 months ago. The amounts are tremendous. 400,000 pounds of turkey, 21,000 pounds of candy, 34,000 cans of pumpkin. The Army says every soldier will get his Thanksgiving dinner. Helicopters will fly heat-insulating Marmite cans with the warm dinners inside to troops in the field. A few soldiers engaged in combat may have to spoon down sea rations on Thanksgiving Day, but they'll be served their holiday meal at the earliest possible time. It will be the biggest Thanksgiving ever in Vietnam, but most hope peace will make it possible to have fewer Americans in Vietnam for dinner next Thanksgiving. Jack Russell, NBC News, reporting for Monitor from South Vietnam.
Not much doubt about the wishes they'll make on those wishbones, is there? You ought to think about holiday mail to those overseas places right now. Shop early, mail early, assure that your Christmas packages and greetings arrive on schedule. Now here's Al Martino.
I can't help it.
Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and he looked so satisfied. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. A picture from the past came slowly stealing as I brushed your arm and walked so close to you. In love with you.
Satisfied.
Bye.
America's a country of heroes. But how about these? Joseph Sank, Benjamin Banneker, Crispus Attucks. You probably never heard of them. They were Negroes, and our history books have often failed to explore the important part Negroes played in American history. Life magazine this week begins a four-part report on Negro history, The Search for a Black Past. Part one of the Life series is a 17-page portfolio on the period from the Revolution to the Civil War. And as usual, Life keeps its eye on today. There's a story on a West German millionaire accused of spying for communist East Germany, and a revealing report on a theater critic who took off all his clothes while watching a play because he thought it was expected. The expected, the unexpected, the unexplored. All in Life this week. All in the magazine that works to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas.
At 16 before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
It's worth a trip from anywhere to shop at A&S. Tomorrow, a huge A&S sale of lead crystal, stemware, and gifts, plus fine glassware and barware. For one day, 20 to 50% off A&S own regular prices. Included A&S entire 25-pattern collection of world-famous Tiffin lead crystal stemware. From 20-piece starter sets, reduced from $126 to just $79.99, up to exquisite Tiffin 40-piece stemware services for eight, reduced from $389 to $289.99. European hand-blown, hand-cut 40-piece stemware services for eight, yesterday $89.99, tomorrow only $59.99. Save on crystal and fine glass gifts, too, like hand-cut lead crystal handle decanters. Reduced tomorrow from $24.99 to $14.99. Yes, just 10% down. Tomorrow only, Monday, at all Abraham and Strauss stores. They're all open late Monday night. WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
A Monitor News special. We've heard what the French think of President de Gaulle's decision not to devalue le franc. But what of the British? George Montgomery, NBC News, London, reports.
President de Gaulle's speech on why he is not devaluing the franc has produced a split initial reaction in London. Commentators linked to the British government take an optimistic view of how the French measures will affect the franc and the British pound. Others are pessimistic. The optimists argue that the French deflationary measures are the last piece in the jigsaw, fitting in with West Germany's so-called backdoor revaluation of the mark and Britain's new economic austerity drive. The optimists add that with the jigsaw now completed, currency speculation will end in a few days, and the franc, the pound, and the dollar will all be helped. On the other hand, the pessimists are skeptical that the huge French austerity program will work. The cynics among them feel that de Gaulle's decision against devaluation is not really a permanent policy. Instead, they see it as a temporary gambit aimed at forcing a true revaluation of the mark. They forecast more dangerous chaos and speculation on the foreign exchange markets. George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
Continuing reaction to the latest French scandal. The Mills brothers on Monitor. Maybe I should call them And Brothers Make Four. They're going to sing about the old racetrack.
Say, will you lend me a fiver, Jack? I know today I could win it all back. I only need me one more crack at the old racetrack. And I've been living in a rundown shack. And though my future is looking bright, it won't be long till I win it all back at the old racetrack. Jack, I know someday I will pay you back. I only need me one more crack at the old racetrack. Thank you.
President-elect roots Colts to victory. Eagles lose 11th in a row. American Basketball Association team will not play against a woman. Pat Hernan will have the stories behind those headlines, plus all the latest scores next up on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day I invited my brother-in-law Kevin over to see my new pop art painting by Picasso. He said, Phil, that's nothing but a great big red and white State Farm bumper sticker. What's it supposed to mean? I'll tell you, Kevin, I says, that big sticker means that my house and everything in it is protected by State Farm Fire and Casualty in case of fire, storm, burglars. It can even protect me in the event of a liability lawsuit. And it also means that I save money because State Farm, the world's biggest home insurer, is famous for low rates. Kevin took a real close look at the painting. I must admit that it does reveal a perfect relationship of color value, composition unity, and polychromatic technique. It could only have been done by Picasso. Right, Kevin, I said. Ralph Picasso, my State Farm agent.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Pat Hernan.
Thanks, Henry. On the Monitor Pro Football scoreboard, Vice President-elect Spiro Agnew, a season ticket holder, looked on in Baltimore as the Colts beat Minnesota 21-9. Super sub Earl Morrill passed for 2 touchdowns, now has 22 for the season. Mr. Agnew said he regretted missing 4 Colt games during the political campaign, but he intends to root for them no matter where he moves. Elsewhere in the NFL, San Francisco 45, Pittsburgh 28. John Brody passed for 2 touchdowns and set up 2 more. The Steelers' Dick Shiner clicked on 4 TD aerials, but was intercepted 5 times, twice for 49er scores. Cleveland handed winless Philadelphia its 11th straight defeat, 47-13, and moved the Eagles a little closer to USC's O.J. Simpson in the draft. Leroy Kelly led the Brown attack. He scored twice, passed 34 yards to Paul Warfield for another touchdown, in the process of becoming the 3rd player in NFL history to rush for 1,000 or more yards for 3 consecutive seasons. Philadelphia's record is the league's worst since the Lions were 0-11 in 1942. Today, Detroit and New Orleans played to a 20-20 tie. The Saints missed a chance to win it in the final play when Charlie Durkee's 41-yard field goal attempt was no good. The Lions have now played 6 games without a victory and the Saints 5. Green Bay, with Zeke Gronkowski playing instead of ailing Bart Starr, turned back Washington 27-7 before a crowd that included Vice President Hubert Humphrey and Chief Justice Earl Warren in the nation's capital. Gronkowski hit on 8 straight passes to steer the Packers to touchdowns the first 2 times they had the ball. He also connected on a 47-yard TD aerial to Donnie Anderson. Dallas laid it on the clawless Chicago Bears 34-3, and once again, the Bears lost a member of their backfield. This time, Brian Piccolo, replacement for Gale Sayers, who was helped off the field with a leg injury. The game was called by officials with 35 seconds to play because of unruly fans. And St. Louis got by Atlanta 17-12 as Jim Hart ran for 1 touchdown, passed for another. In the AFL, Oakland blanked Cincinnati 34-0 and moved into a tie with idle Kansas City for the Western Division lead. Pacing the Raiders were Daryl LaMonica, who passed for 368 yards and 1 touchdown, and Charlie Smith, who ran for 2. Miami 34, Boston 10. Bob Greasy passed for 3 touchdowns, and Dick Anderson returned an interception 95 yards for a Dolphin score. In college football, Virginia Tech accepted the Liberty Bowl bid and will meet Ole Miss on December 14th. The Air Force, meanwhile, said it would accept no postseason bowl berths, although it had received informal bids from both the Sun and Liberty Bowls. Well, in pro basketball, Arthur Brown, owner of the ABA's New York Nets, told NBC Sports that he would not let his team play. Kentucky Colonels attempt to use a woman in their game in New York tonight. The Colonels signed 25-year-old Penny Ann Early yesterday after she was frustrated for the 4th time at Churchill Downs in a bid to become the first woman rider at a major thoroughbred racetrack. Brown said the signing was not proper, not major league, and is not the kind of publicity the ABA is looking for. He said Miss Early's attempts to ride professionally made more sense than playing pro basketball because a jockey is a lone rider while basketball is a team sport. Besides, he says it gets very rough under the boards and no one wants to see Miss Early injured. Reached in his Minneapolis home, ABA Commissioner George Mikan told NBC Sports that any action taken by Brown would be strictly on his own. Mikan said there was nothing in the ABA Constitution or bylaws to prevent a woman from playing. Said he had no right to take any of Miss Early's rights away. He noted that the jockeys at Churchill Downs had boycotted Miss Early, and ABA players might choose to do the same. Mikan said he planned to call a meeting of the league's executive committee as soon as possible to take up the matter. That's the late sports Henry, Pat Hernan for Monitor Sports.
Now I'm going to do... See, we always have a commercial in here. Or a record. Or something. And I just can't take this change of pace. There'll be more sports news later tonight. News and music. Nancy Wilson's latest. In a long white room.
In a long white room. With no beginning and no end. With no calendars or clocks. We have time to spend. So we grow tomorrow's flowers in yesterday's pots. We age just a little cause we touch a lot. And maybe we're married and maybe we're not. But we're there in a long white room. Maybe might have been a lot, but a talking's always hard, but the breathing's always soft. We will tuck each other in and dream about trains. You'll call me beauty and I'll call you brains, but no one comparing, so no one complains being there in a long white room. Ever finds we'll bring each other books, but we'll read each other's minds, and we'll do what must be done and share what must be shared. We'll hide what must be hidden and air what can be aired. We aren't that sure, but we aren't that scared. We will grow in a long white room. In a long white room. In a long white room.
Later today on Monitor, Herschel Bernardi, star of the new musical Zorba, will be interviewed, and you'll hear from singer Jane Morgan. There'll be World of Wheels for auto racing fans, and Bob Considine, Joe Garagiola, sports, features, music. By the sounds of our times, and it sounds as if my time's up. NBC News on the hour is next. Morgan Four Monitor.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest.